This is Take Care, a health and wellness show produced by WRVO Public Media. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jason Smith.
And I'm Catherine Loper. Keeping in line with our in-depth look at the flu, we spoke to three different experts for our latest in health segment. We're going to take a look at some pretty high-tech ways to disinfect and hopefully avoid the flu. But first, testing a universal flu vaccine.
So universal, you mean something that works for every strain of the flu?
Well, not exactly. Or at least not at first. Rochester Clinical Research just started a trial for a universal flu vaccine.
We're a testing site, basically, for the pharmaceutical industry. So we're not developing this vaccine ourselves. We're doing it for one of the big pharmaceutical companies.
That's Dr. Matthew Davis, the lead on the trial. Rochester Clinical Research recruited healthy individuals who had not had the flu vaccine yet. The hope is that the vaccine they're testing, or one down the road, will last multiple years.
The question is, will it work? And that's where we are right now. Will this vaccine show any efficacy towards preventing influenza infection?
Now, it's going to be a while, though, until a universal flu vaccine is ready. This has happened in the past, as you probably know. A lot of now vaccine-preventable illnesses weren't always that way. Today, if you get a simple tetanus shot, you're not very likely to get tetanus. The idea of a similar universal flu shot isn't a new one.
It's just with the onset of sort of modern genomic ability that we can contemplate constructing a vaccine like this.
And will the vaccine really be universal?
You know, at least initially it would be universal against certain strains, but then hopefully as time goes on, and this is probably, you know, we're talking decades here, you could construct a truly universal vaccine that people would just, you know, they would just get a booster, much like people get tetanus boosters. You know, you go to the doctor and he says, hey, you haven't had a tetanus shot in 10 years. Let's give you one. The same thing would be here. You'd say, oh, you haven't had a flu shot in 5 or 10 years. Let's give you one.
The trial itself will last for 2 years. At that point, it'll take another 6 months to a year for the data to be accumulated and analyzed. The researchers hope that in 3 years, they'll have results from the trial. Until then, we have to find some other ways to stay flu-free, right? Apart from the usual yearly vaccine, there are some people doing interesting research when it comes to killing flu germs.
So how familiar are you with UV light?
Not very, but you're talking about tanning beds, right?
Exactly. It's damaging to our skin tissue in the case of a sunburn and our eyes. And that's why if you do decide to tan, you have to wear those funny-looking goggles. But it turns out UV light can essentially disinfect surfaces. But there's one hiccup.
Well, the issue in general is that While that sounds really good, UV light can do this, it's also a health hazard for us.
Dr. David Brenner is the director of the Center for Radiological Research at Columbia University, and he's been studying UV light and specifically far UVC light and its applications. Now, regular UV light can cause skin cancer and cataracts in the eyes, and if UV light is used for disinfecting, it has to be done when there are no people around, let's say overnight in a hospital operating room.
Really, that's where we came in. We wanted to try and get the best of both worlds. We wanted to take advantage of the incredible microbial killing power of UV light, but to try and do it safely.
The wavelengths of far UVC light are pretty low, and they travel a shorter distance. It doesn't even penetrate the outer layer of our skin, which, by the way, is actually just dead skin. We'll let Dr. Brenner explain it more.
But what's different about microbes, bacteria, and viruses is they are really, really, really small. They're much smaller than the cells and the tissues in our skin or our eyes. So this far UVC light actually can penetrate and kill them, which is what we want, of course.
So far UVC light is great at killing bacteria and viruses, but how will it be used? Are we going to start seeing this kind of light in conjunction with normal lighting in public places like airports, schools, and hospitals?
Essentially, three pieces of the puzzle have to fit together. The first is, and most important, is safety. I mean, we've been working on the safety aspect for 4 or 5 years now, and everything we've done suggests that it is safe. The next is efficacy. Does it actually work? And I think that is reasonably clear now. And the third aspect is the practical one. You have to have a lamp, which is inexpensive and rugged. You have to have lifetimes of thousands of hours.
And if disinfecting by light isn't your thing, there's currently technology in place that can dispense disinfectant solutions the same way you paint a car, with electrostatic sprayers. We spoke to Catherine Velez, a senior scientist at Clorox Professional, about electrostatic spray technology. It's been used in the auto industry, in tanning salons, and even to apply pesticides to crops. The spray solution is given a charge to allow better coverage on surfaces.
As an example, with our system, the Clorox Total 360 system, what's happening is that the negative charge is induced on droplets as they're leaving the sprayer, and then that induces a positive charge on surfaces. Those droplets are then attracted to that surface, which makes them deposit uniformly on the surface, including even wrapping around objects. So what you get is complete and even coverage of all surfaces with disinfectants and cleaners.
In this case, it's not necessarily about how good the cleaning solution is, but how good the application is. It's still good practice to clean manually, but this technology is a good last step, according to Velez.
You know, we recognize that one of the big challenges for schools and businesses in particular, and also hospitals, is they're worried about things like fighting the flu. So again, you're dealing with large, high-traffic spaces that have many opportunities for germs to spread, and contamination can happen on surfaces. So essentially what we're trying to do is give them a solution that can help them cover those surfaces more quickly.
And while Clorox works in larger settings, those hospitals, schools, and public places, there are also smaller household versions on the market, and there's room for expansion.
We have a lot of interest. I would focus here on the athletic facilities in particular. So it could be part of a university, a school, and even professional sports teams have had interest in this. For them, they're really concerned about, say, staph and MRSA infections. It affects their bottom line, and they want to have a solution that's quick and easy to apply that's going to keep both the facilities and the people in them healthy and safe.